terms of replacing what you're missing with the players that are already in the squad, but also about the fluidity of footballers, because I've been wedded to the idea of Fekir more than the actual player himself. Like, I can't really claim to have seen him play much in the French league. I've not really watched him much in the Europa League either, bar in the game against Everton. But it was more what I saw him bring into this Liverpool team, which was that he could probably play the 8, he could definitely play the 10, he could play out wide, he could probably play backup number 9 to Firmino. And we lost that with Coutinho, but my other main issue was is that we've lost that with Oxlade-Chamberlain for half the season, because Chamberlain can also play the 8, can play the 10, can play out wide. That's where I sort of, even more so when we found out that Oxlade-Chamberlain was going to be out until sort of Christmas or the New Year, probably at best, is where you're thinking, even just for that time, you don't see, obviously, in the squad where another player can step up and fill the role. But then at that time, there wasn't Curtis Jones on the scene to the extent that he is now. And that's where he sort of realised that the way that you look at it as a supporter from the outside is completely different to the way the club look at it, because I'm not looking at that. I'm thinking, oh, Curtis Jones could just play the 8 and play the 10. But Klopp would be looking at it and saying, well, Curtis Jones can play the 8 and play the 10.